An American 117A stealth fighter went down in Yugoslavia yesterday. The pilot was later rescued and is reported in good condition. The Pentagon has given no further details. Rosemary Mariner is a retired Navy captain who was selected for pilot training in 1973 and during Desert Storm became the first woman to command an operational aviation squadron. She later joined the staff of the Joint Chiefs and went on to teach at the National War College. She joins us now to discuss the air mission over the Balkans. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Leanne.
First of all, how does the Pentagon prepare for this type of situation?
Well, we have a great deal of experience, not only in the Balkan operations, but going back to Lebanon and Vietnam. So there is always a great deal of attention paid to rescue planning as part of the overall planning of the mission.
You have personal experience, I understand, when Scott O'Grady was shot down?
Well, I was a minor player in one of those investigations, but yes, I did. We learned a lot from the Captain O'Grady rescue mission and from the things that he did. Some of these were not new problems, but his downing focused a lot of attention on it. So I think that anyone flying today can be thankful to Captain O'Grady for his successful escape and evasion.
Now, the pilots are trained in case of a rescue need, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And they are given, I mean, things to do, what not to do.
Yes, that kind of training starts actually before pilot training in a general sense, and then any kind of mission over a specific area, people are going to get into the details of how they would conduct themselves if they were shot down.
Now, are rescue teams already in place in case something happens?
Yes.
They are. How are they trained?
The same way, a great deal of practice, training exercises, and in some cases, real-world experience.
Real-world?
Yes, you have crews that have, in some cases, have been doing this kind of work for 20 years. So they have experience in Desert Storm and other operations.
Talk a little bit about the plane itself. Do you think any important technology was lost when the plane went down?
Well, although I'm not an expert on this aircraft, any time that you lose an airplane, whether it's an old one or a new one, you expect that that kind of technology will be exploited by interested parties. The same thing would happen with one of our cruise missiles. Whatever might be left, the Serbs in this case or other people that like to have that kind of information will take it apart and look at it.
In a military sense, or maybe even an operational sense, how significant is the loss of this one plane in a campaign like this?
Never in a campaign would one aircraft be that significant. You have to accept those kinds of losses. You plan around it, and I don't think there's anyone in the aviation side of the house that would ever think that the loss of one aircraft should threaten the campaign itself.
Does the Pentagon come up with accepted loss estimates?
The decision whether or not something's accepted is not for the Pentagon to make. That's for our political civilian leadership to make. We can make an educated guess as to what those losses may be.
So it's pretty much a mathematical formula they come up with?
I don't even think it'd be that precise because one of the things that occurs in all these kinds of operations is the factor of luck, or what Clausewitz would call the fog of war. So you don't know, but you can make an educated guess as to what might happen going against the kinds of defenses that we would be going.
Now, NATO has announced that we are in phase two of this particular campaign. They're stepping up the air campaign. Does the loss of this jet affect the planning or the operation of the new mission?
Well, they would certainly analyze that to the best of their ability and try to avoid whatever happened. And, of course, they don't know what happened at this point, nor do we. But, yes, they will certainly take that into consideration.
Take us into the mind of a fighter pilot going on a mission like this. How do you keep your cool?
Well, you are taught from the very earliest days of pilot training how to compartmentalize and keep your mind focused on the mission at hand. And that's not only to get to the target, deliver your ordnance with as most accuracy as possible, and then get back safely to your home base. At the same time, if you're flying with other aircraft, you have responsibility for your wingmen. But the people that are flying these missions, both the U.S. and our NATO allies, have probably had a great deal of training, and you always prepare for this, but when the shooting actually starts, That's what the first time you experience what we call the pucker factor, when the bullets and the missiles are real.
And once, say, a pilot is downed, is it that same sort of training to compartmentalize your mind?
Yes, and also you go into this automatic pilot mode. If you've done these things, practiced them, thought them out, then when you're in that actual situation, you're going to do them.
A lot has been said about the stealth fighter and the fact that it's almost kind of cloaked. Radar can't penetrate it. Do you think there's a danger of a sense of almost invulnerability in a plane like this because it's designed not to be detected by radar?
Well, anyone in the business would never make that assumption. No aircraft is invisible completely, nor infallible. So the people that are flying these missions don't feel that way about it.
So you have to pretend that you're being seen by all eyes and act accordingly.
Yes.
Retired Navy Captain Rosemary Mariner is a former jet pilot. She's currently working on a book about the American Armed Forces in the next century. Thank you very much for joining us, Captain.
Thank you.